This is Kevin Shapiro coming to you from the archives, live in Burlington, Vermont. We kicked off our little fifth anniversary celebration with Sanity, a bonus track from Colorado 88. That one was recorded August 5th, 1988 at the Roma Bar in Telluride, a place I was recently lucky enough to visit. It's now a sushi joint, but they remember the good old days. That was for the guys at the Roma Bar. That was followed by what would have been, could have been, filler for the Vegas 96 release. 3 CD, 1 DVD set in the limited edition that came out just this last month on November 20th. That was a track that came from the soundcheck, Doglog, to the Music of Funky Bitch, something the band did fairly regularly throughout their career and especially around that time. You can pick up Vegas 96 at stores, at Fish Dry Goods, and also at livefish.com. I believe the limited edition may not be in print too terribly long, so I highly suggest if you want to own that DVD, and the DVD is priceless. I'm told that supplies may not last too terribly long, so I'll urge you to pick that up if you want to have it. Definitely worth the watch and a listen. Great show. And I thought that people would enjoy hearing that little piece of the sound check. The next track was My Friend, My Friend from November 30th, 1994, Olympia, Washington. My Friend came from the first set of that show, which is so famous for the second set, Segway Fest, that really characterizes that gig. We put out that show and the following night, December 1st, 1994, from the Salem Armory in February of 2005. And those remain great staples over at livefish.com. Last but not least, we heard Runaway Jim from December 31st, 1995. The release is called New Year's Eve 1995, live at Madison Square Garden. That is also available in stores and at livefish.com. And it's worth noting that 2 years ago today was when we released that record and had a release party down at B.B. King's in New York City, in Times Square, right in the middle of the New York City transit strike. So, quick shout out to anybody who made that extra effort to get out that night. It was really cool. We showed the whole video, which is also available at livefish.com on the big screens, and played a whole bunch of stuff from the archives as well at that event, and really an amazing turnout by people in the midst of a really tough day for the greater metro New York City area. We're going to continue now with a cut out of the archives from one of our most requested shows, currently not available commercially. Hopefully someday you'll see this one on a release. I won't say too much more about it before we play it, but strap yourselves in for this one because it is worthy.